Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our ordinary council meeting for Wednesday, the 26th of November. I'd like to acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on this afternoon and respectfully recognise the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome. The meeting is open at 5:33. Okay, item 2, recording of attendance. As listed, 2.2, apologies nil, and 2.3, approved leave of absence nil. Item 3, response to previous questions taken on notice. 3.1, questions from the public at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 22nd of October 2014. There are nil. And 3.2, questions from elected members at the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 22nd of October 2014. There are nil. Item 4, public time. Public, this is your time. Just an important note. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking purposes, which may be released upon request of third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the meeting. The public is also reminded that in accordance with Section 20.3 of the Town of Port Hedland Local Law on Standing Orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. 4.1, public question time. It is 5:34. I declare public question time open. Can I please have a show of hands of who has questions for this meeting? Terrific. Please come up to the podium. Please state your name and your address or area where you live. Address. Please state your address.
Camilla, Hedland.
Sorry, your name, please.
Camilla Blanco.
Camilla Blanco, and your address, please.
Harwell Way, Wedgefield.
Great, thank you.
I had a meeting with the manager of finance, and in the quarterly review there was an adjustment of $8 million, so it was put in the budget, it was taken out of the budget, to do with the airport redevelopment. So I'm under the impression, according to the Act, that funds that are put in the budget must be received. So you can't put funds in the budget without them actually being confirmed, you know, to be received in the next year. So
that's your question?
Well, I want to know how we were able to put $8 million into the budget and then subtract it in the quarterly review.
So how did $8 million go into the budget and how was $8 million subtracted from the budget at the quarterly review?
That's right.
Right, thank you. CEO?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The $8 million was a notional amount added into the budget that was expected to be received by a successful grant application. Those grants are not available in this financial year.
Just, we had this same thing happen with the Auscorp deal on the $2.5 million in the... with the Wangara Stadium.
That's not correct, Mr. Blanco. That was a donation that was being made. It was not a grant. It was a donation that was being made that was budgeted for. It was not a grant application.
Okay.
Do you have any further questions?
Yes, I do. On that point, it was that $2.5 million was put in the budget.
It was put in the budget as a donation, not a grant application.
Well, I would have thought that we would have learnt from our mistakes by putting, large amounts of money into the budget and then not being able to receive that money in the financial year of that budget.
It is standard practice to have a number of aspirations and to have a number of applications that are pending for various grants, both federal, state and other industry grants that are available. And often, unfortunately, you're not always successful in all of them. So it is standard practice. CO, do you want to add anything?
If I could just add, Madam Mayor, I think the difference, Mr Blanco, is that the Auscorp funding, by the time that they was expected to receive that, the funds had actually been committed by the council and invested into the Wanagarra Stadium. In this case, the $8 million was expected to be received through a successful grant application. We haven't spent the money, so there is no material change to our budget because the funds have not been expended.
Okay. Were there any decisions made in the period of the budget to the period when the $8 million was subtracted from the budget that that would affect the budget? So, you know, the councillors here are making decisions based on $8 million in the budget and then on the airport redevelopment. And then that $8 million is subtracted.
CEO?
Through you, Madam Mayor. We regularly review our cash flow. We regularly review our project prioritisation according to our capacity to deliver. So within this year's budget, that $8 million will not be expended because it does not exist.
That was it.
Thank you. We will need those questions in writing, and we do have a form. So please, Mr Blanco, I ask that those questions are written out.
No worries.
Thank you. And if anyone else has any further questions, they are also to be written, as are public statements. Are there any further questions? Okay, I'll declare public question time closed at 5:38. Okay. 4.2, public statement time. It is 5:38. I declare public statement time open. Can I have a show of hands who has a public statement? Okay, please state your name and your address nice and clear. And the address part, this is a new part. We've adopted our new standing orders, so this is a new part as per our standing orders.
Carter, 47 Moore Street, Portland.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, I refer you to item discussed on the agenda of the Ordinary Council meeting on the 22nd of October 2014 in reference to an application for the community membership of the Airport Committee. I find the following remarks made by Mayor Carol Carter, a quote from the tape recording which I obtained from the Town of Port Hedland, is as follows. That Mr Carter has made a tremendous contribution not only to the town but also the airport and certainly to the government over the years. However, times have changed, and I know Mr Carter has had ill health in the past and been at the age of around 86. The point of order was established by Councillor Gillingham. The point of order was completely ignored. I refer you to Standing Order 10.3.2A, which states that the member raising the point of order must be heard. This did not happen. Following on from the tape and your discussion, your comments were, I am again speaking against. He is 86, and certainly the rigours of a board of committee appointments and the meetings and the way that things have changed now involving the airport, I certainly don't recommend, and certainly Mr McMahon is the third ranked applicant and rightly should be considered third if we are to extend and put further people in there. So I do not support the recommendation that is made by Councillor Gillingham. I find these comments most objectionable and insulting as to my age, my capabilities and state of health, and accordingly request the Mayor issues an apology and a retraction of same. My application for the vacancy was carefully considered, and when you take consideration that I have been a member of the committee since 1984, never missed a meeting, attended every state conference over the last 30 years, I find this very difficult to accept. It is ironic that two members of the panel that recommended my omission were interviewed by me on their assessment panel. No comment was made on the third. Surely my judgment and council contribution could not have deteriorated to such a degree. Given the circumstances of age discrimination in Mayor's comments, it is appropriate that the selection panel of the Airport Committee recommendations as to the appointment of community members of the committee should be retracted. The appointment of community members should be made with reference to the selection criteria and brought back to the council for their consideration. The selection panel is to be prohibited from making any inference as to the age and unsupported comments. Thank you.
Thank you for your statement, and I won't be retracting my statement, and I stand by my statement, and I was not a member of the selection panel. So the selection panel and the outcomes of the selection panel remain as they are. That item will be duly considered tonight, Mr. Carter, and you're most welcome, and please do stay for the consideration of that item again this evening. Thank you for your statement. Thank you. Okay, are there any further public statements? Please state your name and address nice and clear. And you'll also need to write it out when you finish.
Probably remember it.
The stop points, that's fine.
I wasn't at that meeting, but obviously I've heard the tape of your comments about Mr. Carter. And, you know, even though we may not agree on, 100% of whatever we talk about, you know, he's contributed a fair bit to this town in time. And I would say in money as well, considering the time that he spent. So, you know, for you to say something like that about, you know, he's not able to sit on a committee because of his age, that's definitely discrimination. And that's something that I've been, talking about, for 5 or 6 years that I've been coming here giving you guys a slap. So, very disappointed in that.
Thanks for your comments, Mr. Blanco. If you could please write them out, that would be appreciated. Please hand them to governance. Are there any further statements? Okay, I declare public statement time closed at 5:43. Thank you, all members of the public. Item 5, questions from members without notice. Deputy Mayor?
Madam Mayor, no, I have none. Thank you.
Councillor de Cash?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham? Councillor Hooper? Councillor Hunt?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Button? Councillor Melville?
Nothing for me either, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, item 6, declaration by members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Could I please have a show of hands? So all councillors, including all late items?
Yeah, read through them and sort them.
Right. Okay, let it record 8-0, thank you. Okay, item 7, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting. 7.1, confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on Wednesday the 22nd of October. I have a recommendation there, councillors. Do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover? So moving that recommendation as listed. Moved, Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor de Cash. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Item 8, announcements by presiding member without discussion. Again, it's been a busy period, and certainly it was good to see a good turnout in the recent bomb and deepest cyclone season outlook information session. I attended the session at the JD Hardy, and it was good to see a number of people there, and good to see that people are taking on board all the information that's available. Certainly, the works in regards to the South Hedland CBD, the roadworks trial, it's very pleasing after many meetings, particularly with the taxi drivers and the police. Very good to see that trial in place, and also very good to see the feedback that's coming into council already. Certainly the planning for the 100th Anzac Centenary event is progressing very, very well, councillors, and certainly at the meeting that was held last Thursday, a list of commitments from the town in terms of our contribution and what we're wanting to contribute to was tabled at that meeting, and now we're actually, you know, really moving forward with that. And I think the RSL is really happy with the level of support they're getting, and I think that all things are planning out to be quite good in regards to this event, and it is going to be a very, very big event in April next year. So we'll need all hands on deck because we will be coordinating and in charge of the gunfire breakfast. So I hope that all elected members, staff and members of the public help and attend the gunfire breakfast as part of that. Certainly also a very successful fundraiser that has always been very successful is the Well Women's Centre Pink Breast Cancer Fundraiser Breakfast. That was very well attended. It was a sold-out event and fundraised a considerable amount, and I think you know, we should pass commendations back to the Well Women's Centre on the great job that they do, and I believe it was an anniversary. I think it might have been their 10th one, or could have been more. So it was an anniversary function event, so that was very good. And we'll talk about a visit that we did have in that period shortly, but also very proud, and I know a number of staff members assisted with the visit of the Radiance of the Seats on Sunday the 2nd of November. That was a huge event, and it was estimated that of the 2,400 people on board, that around 1,545 disembarked, and all the tours to the BHP Billiton and Nelson Point facility were all fully subscribed. The markets, and I've received a lot of feedback from stallholders that they stallholders did very well. There was a lot of local trade, a lot of early, because the ship was a little bit late in getting in. There was a lot of local trade, and the business stallholders were quite happy. And I think what was also the best commendations, and I'm sure our Manager of Economic and Land Development can support me, that many people at the Ambassador area at the bus stop actually commended us on how well organised our welcoming was. That they said we were even more organised than Darwin, which I took pride in, because I'd actually borrowed the town ambassador idea from Darwin, so it was good that we've actually taken that off them. And that they actually said we were more organised than Sydney. Now, Sydney receives, I would say, several hundred cruise ships a year, and Councillor Hunt, you could probably back me on that one, that Sydney is very, very well experienced and well utilised as a cruise ship port, and if we're punching and doing better than Sydney, then I think that's pretty good. So, CEO, full commendations to the Manager of Economic and Land Development, full commendations to the Community Development Team, full commendations to all our staff who donated their time and donned the fluoro vests and were very, very helpful and made sure that everyone had a good time. So if you can pass on my commendations, that would be great.
Thank you.
That's my report. Item 9, reports by elected members without discussion. Deputy Mayor.
Well, thank you, Madam Mayor, and certainly acknowledge the contribution, the successful visit of the cruise ship on the 2nd of November. But following on from that, another great event that occurred was the visit of the Governor General to the to our shores, the town of Port Hedland, and a most great occasion for him to be at the Australian citizenship ceremony. And what an honour for those citizens, those new Australians that were made that day, for to be inducted by him. So fantastic. And along the same lines as your recognition of the staff, I'd have to acknowledge the contributions of our team at the town of Port Hedland, and in particular Anna and her crew, who really organised the visit. It was seamless, and certainly I believe you actually had a letter from the Governor General to acknowledge that point. So well done to the team. Following, I guess, that there was a couple of things that I've done in my role as President of the South Hedland Business Association as well as Deputy Mayor, but in particular as President of the South Hedland Business Association, I hosted an evening meeting with the town, yourself and the CEO, and certainly the member for Pilbara, Mr. Brendan Wills, and the President of the Chamber of Commerce, as well as the Deputy, mainly to consolidate our relationships and to collaborate and, I guess, discuss a strengthening of approach to priorities for business in the community, as well as community priorities, and that was done. And then had the pleasure of also attending the Remembrance Day service at the memorial in town, which was really wonderful. And is always a moving ceremony. those Remembrance Day ceremonies as well as Anzac. So great job by the RSL for constantly reminding us not to forget. PDC event on the same evening, the business after hours, was really great to host the new chairperson of the PDC in town, Mr. Chris Gilmore, who I believe will bring a lot of new experiences and insights to the board of the PDC, and certainly I believe he will be a good champion for the Pilbara and indeed for the town of Port Hedland. Business as normal. As chairperson of YIC, I welcome new board members at the first board meeting for the Youth Involvement Council. It was great to recognise that we had four new board members on our board, and they're going to contribute greatly because of their various roles in the community. So we acknowledge that there are people out there who are happy to jump on board and do the job for you. So that's fantastic. Also, I guess along the lines of acknowledgement, really would like to acknowledge and say a farewell, and unfortunately the Director of Corporate Services is not here tonight, but I'd like to acknowledge her performance on record, Miss Claire Phelan. In the short time that she was with the town, she certainly contributed considerably to the Corporate Services Department, and I'd like to congratulate her on her efforts and certainly the team that she has led to deliver some very robust and sound, I guess, reports and the financial, the corporate business plan and the review of the strategic community plan. So well done, and we wish her, well, I personally, and I'm sure the town will do so later on, but wish her well in her endeavours moving forward. And to end off with, yesterday we had the opening of the Yandina Family Centre at the Turner River Rehab opening, which was a really great facility. So excited that the Pilbara is has been picked as the location for a facility such as this, and more excited because it's in the town of Port Hedland. It is certainly a beautiful facilities where for people with drug and alcohol related problems will have proper sort of support, mentoring, and an environment that they can live in and feel like they're accepted while they recoup from their addictions and others. So fantastic effort, and I'd like to congratulate Yandina for producing such an incredible facilities, and I'm looking forward to stage two where they will accommodate youth. So that's what wasn't too busy.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor.
Very busy, Deputy Mayor. Councillor DeCash.
Nothing, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Gillingham.
Oh yes, thank you. The cruise ship was a great day. I talked with many passengers from several parts of the world. It was really great. They especially all came into the Courthouse Arts Centre. The markets down there were great, and also the recent West End markets too. I hope they can all continue these markets because it's great for the community. Governor General's visits, Sir Peter Cosgrove, and this very special citizenship ceremony. Congratulations to all those that took their citizenship, and it was a great evening, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed that evening as well. I had the pleasure of welcoming author Jackie French to the MacDan Centre recently to give a spiel on everything to do with being a children's author, and she actually visited many schools in the Pilbara here and in Port Hedland, and especially spent a whole day at Port Hedland School of the Air as well, and the kids just had an absolute ball. So it's great to think that, you know, we all love a B-double-O-K, okay, and books are just keep on going on. So it was great to have her here, and she spent the whole week. It was great to have somebody who didn't just spend one day or one night here. She actually spent that whole week, and she enjoyed going out turtle watching and walking along the beach. And I did ask her if she's going to write a book on the Pilbara and Port Hedland. She said it's probably in the pipeline, so we have to watch that space. And also, I've just come back from attending a WALGA course, West Australian Local Government Association course in Perth. Met some great other councillors. It really is important to meet those other councillors from around the state and converse with them and all sort of get together, mix and mingle, and realise that we've all got different problems or same problems, and great course. Recommend it to all councillors. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, I had the honour of officiating at a elderly Aboriginal gentleman's funeral in the weekend. I just want to bring to the attention, your attention, the great job that the Town of Port Hedland crew are doing there with digging the graves and putting in the frames. I officiated at his wife's funeral 5 years ago, and it was a very different way of doing things this time around. The frames that were in the ground to stop the dirt collapsing, the boards that were set up, the fake grass that was put out, it was all just led and laid out really, really nicely, and a great way of honouring people in their time of grieving, and very safe. Most importantly, it was very safe, and they were very respectful in the way they operated and stood to the side and waited around for the funeral to proceed. And it was that couple were the parents of Diana Robertson, who was the elder of the Gadigal people, and opened the Indigenous address to the Governor-Generals when they were here. So that is really, I guess, what it means to respect the people of the land. So just commending those ones who put in the time on a Saturday. Thank you. I don't know.
Thank you, Councillor Hooper. Councillor Hunt.
No, I've been away for the past month, so nothing to report.
Welcome back. Councillor Butson.
Nothing to
report. Councillor Melville.
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Terrific. Thank you, councillors. Okay, item 10, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. I have one that, whilst not listed, has been alluded to, 10.1, presentation of the letter from the Governor-General, Sir Peter Cosgrove. Now, Deputy Mayor and other councillors, Councillor Gillingham, you have mentioned of the visit of Sir Peter Cosgrove, and I just wanted to read this fantastic letter that we actually just received in the mail. Dear Kelly, Lynn and I were honoured to visit the town of Port Hedland between Thursday the 6th and Friday the 7th of November 2014. Although our time on the ground was relatively brief, we very much appreciated the opportunity to meet with members of the community and see firsthand the diverse range of business which the town supports. I'd like to thank you and your team at the Town of Port Hedland, in particular Miss Anna Duffield, who was instrumental in ensuring the busy schedule was a success. Port Hedland is developing and a vibrant town which continues to grow onwards and upwards, and that is a credit to the wonderful team at the Town of Port Hedland. My best wishes to you and your staff, and he's actually crossed out yours sincerely and wrote warm regards. How about that? How about a big round of applause to Anna and her team? That's one for the proper room where the letters go.
Madam Mayor, we have done an acknowledgement of that letter, and did ask about the baggage handler, who wasn't acknowledged in that letter as well.
Mr. Hall, we know, and Osman, we know what happened there. It was all good.
But it's important to say, Madam Mayor, Anna did set up a lot of that schedule and did a great job, but the cross-organisation support from Graham driving a car and directors giving up cars, the whole visit, I think, was very, very smooth and very, very professional, and it's a standard we should set for all of our visiting dignitaries. It was fantastic, so my congratulations to the whole team.
And CEO, on that note, if we can also do a thank you letter to all the other agencies, the RSL, the Seafarers Centre, the Chamber of Commerce.
Done and sent.
Team at the JD, Hardy, Yick, The Wood, everyone. Everyone was fantastic. Everyone, Dampier Salt in particular, because they had no time, but they opened the gates and let us in. So everyone that helped and were involved in that visit, if they could get a thank you, that'd be great.
Sure.
No, very, very good. All right. Disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Before I commence the reports of officers, CEO, you've just got a couple of things you might like to raise?
If I can, Madam Mayor, thank you. I just wanted to particularly recognise Noor Halleck, who has finished with the town today after 4 years and has had a close association with the very broad community, but also with elected members, especially through her writing of a number of media releases, attending pretty well every community event when she was the backbone of that little group. I just wanted to recognise Noor. I do also want to recognise the staff employee reference group that negotiated and worked very, very hard to get the EBA through, and that was successfully voted on last week by the staff, as well as Patrick and the people and culture team for supporting that process. So it was a great effort by the staff, and some good negotiation skills by many of those staff to get a pretty appropriate EBA through. And if I can just also echo Councillor Jacobs' sentiments in regards to our departing Director of Corporate Services. Unfortunately, she had to leave the state quite quickly yesterday for family reasons. And I know Claire would have liked to have been here to say farewell individually to the elected members, but it's incumbent upon me to, again, reiterate how much Claire had, provided to the town of Port Hedland in a fairly short period of time. In that 12 months, she'd made an amazing contribution and provided great support to myself, and I think articulated every issue very well to elected members, and was also able to speak very, very clearly to corporations, individual stakeholders and groups of stakeholders as required. So Mudgee's gain is our loss, and we wish Claire every success.
Thank you. Item 11, reports of officers. Item 11.1, planning and development services. Item 11.1.1, delegated planning, building and environmental health approvals and orders for October 2014. I have a recommendation there. Simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification? Do I have a mover? Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we are now on page 24. Item 11.1.2, request to create a reserve on the unallocated Crown land located at 510 and 511 on lot DP71580 and accept the management order. I have a declaration of interest. I need to declare an impartiality interest as I am chairperson of the Care for Hedland Environmental Association, which is a volunteer role. I will just read the declaration. With regard to item 11.1.2, I disclose I have an association or am mentioned in terms of Care for Hedland in this item. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Madam Mayor, I too am a member, family member of the Ever Headland. So with regard to item 11.1.2, I disclose that I have an association with the applicant. As a consequence, there may be a perception that my impartiality on the matter may be affected. I declare that I will consider this matter on its merits and vote accordingly.
Terrific. Anything else? Do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Moved, Councillor Hooper. Seconded, Councillor Melville. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we are now on page 27. Item 11.1.3, adoption of local development plans for lot 331, Hamilton Road, South Hedland. Now we have the officer's recommendation there. We do have a recommendation, an amended recommendation on a green piece of paper with the highlight part there. All are requiring simple majority votes. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor, so moved.
Please state which one you are moving, Councillor Jacob.
I'm sorry.
You're moving the amended recommendation,
yeah.
Okay, I have a mover in Councillor Jacob, seconded in Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? The motion is carried 8-0. Okay, we're on page 42, item 11.1.4, Kingsford Smith Business Park, acceptance of offer lot 3. And I have an officer's recommendation there, simple majority vote required, page 42. Do I have any points of clarification?
Yes, I do.
Yours, Councillor Hunt.
In the summary, it says it's lot 3,
mm-hmm.
but when you turn over the page, it says lot 2. Is it lot 2 or lot 3?
See here?
It is lot 3, Madam Mayor.
But the letter from Clark Rubber is marked lot 2.
Too bad.
They
can have lot
3.
Just joking.
They can have both.
Just joking.
Can we clarify?
Can we clarify that, CEO or director?
So through the chair, I'm looking at the
manager
of economic development. My understanding is that it is lot 2. Lot 3 is
but
Darren made a mistake, but he's going to buy lot 2. He's asking for the time to do due diligence, so we'll make sure that he knows which parcel
he's buying. Which parcel is he interested in?
The parcel's adjacent to Yamaha.
So lot 3, the
lot
middle.
Three.
The middle.
Okay, so it's all nice and clear. We're considering lot 3. Thank you, CEO, director and manager. So I have a recommendation there. Simple majority vote required. Do I have a mover? I have a mover first in Councillor Hooper, seconder in Councillor DeCash. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. At least we all get to have a laugh. Okay. Page 47, item 11.1.5, Marina Waterfront Development Reference Group. We have a recommendation there. We have two alternate recommendations, maybe, or just one, sorry. Just one alternate recommendation by Councillor Jacob. Do I have any points of clarification first?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Relating to the alternative recommendation, I think my intention was also to identify that that the membership sort of there be some the shortlisted members there have some criteria attached to their selection for the reference group, and I noted some of that in my email to the town as being place of residence, so south or other than Port Hedland. Perhaps consideration of non-boat owners being on the reference group, perhaps some consideration for youth representation, Indigenous participants or family and children groups, just so that we can get a broad, if it's a reference group, my point on that issue is that it should be a broad reference group. It should not only contain people with specific agendas or people that are of the boating fraternity who are already, you know, have a very specific, I guess.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Jacob. You have stated and moved this motion and you've gone into that detail. That's fantastic.
I'd like to move the original recommendation.
Already got Councillor Jacob has
moved. I thought
moved.
That was point of clarification, actually.
She moved from point of clarification and then went into this here.
Oh, you didn't note that through the chair, Madam Mayor. You didn't note that, actually.
Okay, so you're happy for it to be a point of clarification?
Yes.
Great. So, Councillor Gillingham?
Yeah, thank you for that. Yes, I would like to move the original officer's recommendation.
Great. So I have a mover in Councillor Gillingham, seconder in Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Okay, so with the new standing orders, I have speaker for, then a speaker against, and then the right of reply at the end. So two speakers for first. Councillor Gillingham.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Howlett. Yeah. Look, it's fantastic to see this broad spectrum of people who are interested in achieving a great outcome for our marina waterfront, and to have at least 9 interested people, and I thought we would have had more, actually. And also, if people can't make it to a meeting, it means we're going to have enough people to run that meeting. And I know that I would also like to appoint myself as one of the councillors, mm-hmm. because I've always had a passion about our waterfront development there. So that's pretty much what I'd like to say. I think it's great that we have a pretty much of a broad spectrum of people from around the town, and people I can see who've been here a long time, and a couple of ladies on there as well, actually, Madam Mayor, so it's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Councillor Hunt.
I'll endorse what Councillor Gillingham said. It's a great mix there of male, female. There's business people, there's boaties, there's long-term residents who have the historical background. They are just the community members. There are also going to be representatives to be nominated from the following organisations that are listed on page 50, which represents the broader community in a lot of other areas as well. So it'll be very well represented by all users around the town. So there's 9 community members plus other organisations. So I do agree with the first recommendation.
Right. Speaker against?
Sure, thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess my whole Councillor Hunt has actually identified my whole position on this. I guess it's, we've got a cast of 1,000. And when we're trying to have a reference group, I suppose you've already identified that we have industry involved in their various capacity. We're going to bring on another 9. The one thing I agree is that I quite actually don't mind that there's going to be 9 representatives. The one thing I am very strong about is that those representatives be truly representational of the community. They can't all be boaties, because boaties would have a conflicted interest in this. They can't all be from Port Hedland, because Port Hedland would have more of an interest in this matter. And we're talking about a $152 million possible waterfront development. Now, we want to make sure that there's a lot of people in South Hedland and other groups that would also fancy whatever that group recommends or has a chance to contribute. I understand that there is a broad mix of people there, but I also question whether they haven't already. You know, I look at that and I say, I'd like to see a little bit broader depth to the application and some consideration to some screening of the community members. So I'm really not against the 9. I think 5 is probably more workable, but 9 is not an issue as long as it doesn't end up being a reference group that is agenda driven. It has to be a broad mix, and that's my whole point for the objection to the recommendation, unless there's a bit added to the bottom that says, well, we will ensure that there's a broad mix of community representation on that reference group.
Speaker 4. Speaker against? Right of reply, mover?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mayor Hallett. Look, I can see some names on here which are, from long-time residents, and look, even our ex-mayor, Stan Martin, who had a lot to do with getting a marina up and running, and some of these people have boats, but some people even have horses. So, and they use the spoor bank quite a lot for their horses. So, I would like to move this recommendation, and also I'd like to even put my name in as one of the councillors for the reference group.
So, Councillor Gillingham, given we've launched into the debate and different things have happened, what I will suggest is that we move parts 1 and 2, and then we'll deal with part 3 separately so that I can call for a full membership.
No, thank you.
So, we're just going to pass, or have moved and considered a motion moved by Councillor Gillingham, seconded by Councillor Hunt, just parts 1 and 2, then we will deal with part 3. Just to make it tidy. Okay, I'll put it to a vote. Those in favour of parts 1 and 2 as articulated, a show of hands.
If we take the vote, I just need to just double check the actual quorum and the terms of reference.
Through the chair, I recall last week's discussion at the briefing session that there might have been an expression.
How about we just do parts 1 and 2 and then we'll do some additional parts? So we can do that. I've got a moved and seconded motion of part 1 and 2, and we'll work through this process. Right, I have a motion moved by Councillor Gillingham, seconded by Councillor Hunt, just parts 1 and 2. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour of that? Those against? Let the vote record 6-2. Those against, Councillor Jacob and Councillor Hooper. The rest are for. Now, what I would like to do is get someone to move a motion to do some appointments and some representation. And then if there is a desire to incorporate an amended part two.
I would like to amend.
Point of clarification, yes. If we can. So dependent on the number of elected members that nominate, will depend whether we then need to adjust the terms of reference.
That's correct. So that's why we're going through this process. So can I just have a show of who is interested in being part of this group? Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Dakash, Councillor Jacob, Councillor Hooper, Mayor Howlett. Okay, so we have five. So given we have five elected members, I'd still like to, if the mover is happy, to move there about the quorum of
yes.
Eight, with one being a Town of Port Hedland elected member.
Thank you, Madam.
Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Happy to second Councillor Gillingham?
Yes, thank you.
Right. I have a mover in Councillor Dakash, a seconder in Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Thank you. So we'll just call that amended part. That will be an amended part four, because it has been done separately and tagged on. Sorry, Governments. And then so it has to have that part four. Is everyone happy still?
Mm-hmm.
No one's against that?
Yes, no.
Everyone's still happy? Right. Carried 8-0. Thank you. Right. Everyone's happy? Right. Okay, we're on page 52, item 11.4.1, objection to rate record A117920 Cook Point Holiday Park. Have an officer's recommendation there. Simple majority vote required.
No points, Madam. Sorry?
Is that a point of clarification?
Yes, it is, Madam.
Point of clarification, Councillor Butson.
In number 2 on page 62, is that on the right one?
No, we're on page 52.
Sorry. No more.
That's okay. No points of clarification. Move, Councillor Jacob. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we are now on page 60. Item 11.4.2, write-off. Rates write-off, A804534 and A804535. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
Points of clarification.
Oh,
sorry.
Are these points of clarification?
Yes, they are.
I have Councillor Hunt, then Councillor Dakash.
I was just wondering whether this was going to set a precedent for people not to pay small debts into the future.
See you.
Madam Mayor, I don't believe it'll set a precedent. I think this is a specific case where I believe it's 3 years plus of negotiations and dissatisfaction with the rate setting for a small mining lease, small mining tenement. So we've presented this to council and I don't believe it'll provide necessarily any precedent.
Councillor
Dakash. That's fine. It's been answered, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Right.
No further points of clarification?
That's so moved.
Moved, Councillor Hooper. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8. Okay, we're on page 62. Item 11.4.3, Town of Port Hedland Rating Strategy. And I have an officer's recommendation there, and it is a simple majority vote required. Yes?
Point of clarification.
Sorry, Councillor Dakash, your point of clarification as well? So I'm going to identify Councillor Butson, Councillor Dakash.
On page 62, mm-hmm. in number point 3, it actually says there to have a rate freeze, but over on page 63, at point 3, it says to be reviewed.
Okay.
And then number five is to endorse a 4% increase. Just need a point of clarification on that, please.
Yep, CEO.
So sorry, can I just clarification on the clarification, please? So your first part is actually on 3.1?
Yep.
Yes. And
then we go over the page to 4.3 and then point number five.
Yep. So at this stage, through you, Madam.
But then it's to be reviewed.
Through you, Madam Mayor. At this stage, the officer's recommendation is to refuse the request from Charter Hall for a rate freeze. But as part of a normal review process, we would actually look at that whole rating classification in the next year.
Thank you. That's clarified everything?
Right.
Councillor Cash?
Madam Mayor, I would just like to ask if in point five, the word endorse be changed to Council would endeavour to keep the rate at 4% instead of having the word endorse, because I think endorse means it will happen when things change. So if
well, let's just work through any further points of clarification. Are there any declarations of interest as well? Okay, so we have
on the tenant.
Yes. So if you want to read your declaration of interest.
Type of interest is in financial. Interest affecting with regard to. Can I read?
4.3.
So you have a financial interest as a tenant at Charter Hall. So you need to leave the room as you did at the agenda briefing session.
So excuse me, Madam Mayor, just before Councillor Butson leaves, you could consider 3.1 as standalone, because that's the only part of the rating strategy that affects Councillor Butson, because the other, all the other impacts are, if you like, an interest in common across all ratepayers.
Okay. So we can do that.
Yep. In fairness to Councillor Butson to be able to participate in the other part of the item, you could consider. So you could actually start by breaking these down, Madam Mayor, and dealing with, while Councillor Butson is in the room, you could deal with 1 and 2, and then perhaps Councillor Butson might leave the room for 3.1. So you'd deal with that separately and invite Councillor Butson back in to deal with the rest of the item.
Okay, or we could just do 1, 2, 4, 5, and then deal,
and deal with that
one
separately if you'd like to deal with it.
Sounds good. Like to do that.
Happy to move that happen, Madam Mayor.
Okay, so let's deal with all the parts so that we're not getting up and down. Let's deal with parts 1, 2, 4 and 5. Mover and Councillor Jacob, but are you happy
to have Endeavour?
Yes. Happy so, move Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against that? So that's 1, 2, 4, and 5.
So just if I can, in terms of clarification.
3.2 and 3.3 as well.
Good do.
Yes, because it's only 3.1 that affects Councillor.
Yeah.
That's it. That we will.
I was going to, if I could just provide some clarification around 0.5. Then.
So let's just wait, 0.5 clarification, sorry, CEO.
Yep. Madam Mayor, the rating strategy needs to have some form of endorsement into its pricing pathway. And we're suggesting that 4%, and we've indicated that as an in-principle pricing pathway, you can't endeavour to do something in principle. You either provide an endorsement in principle, because council will still have the ability to make its own decision in terms of the actual rate that it strikes for the 15-16 budget and each year beyond that.
No.
It's only an endorsement in principle.
I just don't want the word.
Yes, but it's an in-principle endorsement.
So, Madam Mayor, Council could note that the rating strategy has a 4% increase as an in-principle pricing policy, if you'd rather that instead of endorse.
Okay.
Council,
if you are happy with that, let's move on. I'm still going to keep it the same, considering just keeping it nice and clean. 1, 2, 4, and 5, so that we're doing the ratepayer submission separate. So we are noting noting a 4% increase in rate yield per annum as an in-principle pricing pathway. Move Councillor Jacobs, seconded Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? That part is carried 8-0. Councillor Butson has a financial interest in part 3. Okay, councillors, we have a part 3 there with its 3 parts. Do I have a mover and seconder? Move, Councillor Jacobs. Seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 7-0. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Butson. As you resume your seat at the table, part 3 was endorsed 7-0. We're all on page 87. Item 11.4.4, request for tender 14-20, provision of audit services to the Town of Port Hedland, 2014-2019. Have an officer's recommendation there with simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, we're on page 90. Item 11.4.5, 2014-15, quarterly budget review and statement of financial activity for period ended 30th September 2014. So we have a green sheet of paper with an amended recommendation with parts in yellow. Just everyone, this item does require an absolute majority vote. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor.
You are moving, Councillor Jacob, the amended recommendation. So moved, Councillor Jacob, seconded, Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? The motion is carried 8-0.
Madam Mayor, with your indulgence, I'd just like to commend the Acting Director of Corporate Services on his recommendations held in this item. Very forward thinking, and I think they'll serve the town well.
Okay, item 11.4.6, proposed parking local law 2015. On page 97, we have a recommendation, we have an amended recommendation, both require simple majority votes. Do I have any points of clarification? Or something the CEO would like to say.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, just for clarification again, it seemed to me that there was a concern that this local law was actually being adopted when we spoke about this in the agenda briefing. This is just part of the process of running the local law through, so we're suggesting we will ensure there will be further public commentary period as well as making sure there are community education sessions once the local law is about to be adopted.
Right. Councillor Hunt, was that a point of clarification?
No, I've
moved. Moving? Yep. Moved, Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. That's the amended recommendation.
Yes, that's right. Sorry.
Moved,
yes.
Councillor Hunt. Seconded, Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, page 100. Item 11.4.7, Australia-China Business Council Pilbara Committee membership. With the officer's recommendation there, do I have any points of clarification?
No points of clarification, so moved.
Moved, Councillor Gillingham, seconded, Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, item 11.4.8, Airport Committee membership, community member. I have a officer's recommendation. We have 2 alternate recommendations. All require absolute majority vote.
Yeah, I'd like to
Point of clarification.
Yes.
Please everyone speak up. There's
yeah,
no microphones. Point of clarification, Councillor Gillingham.
Yeah, thank you. I'd just like to ask, these appointments, will they be appointed yearly and reapply every year?
CEO?
Madam Mayor, the terms of appointment will be until immediately following the next ordinary local government election, when all committee positions will need to be refilled.
Which, through the chair, will be next year.
So, yes.
So this will be for a yearly appointment. We start all over again. Yeah.
And at that stage, Madam Mayor, if I can, through that all the committees, elected members can, the council can determine the makeup of the committees at that stage before we re-advertise.
So if wanting to move the recommendation with an added committee member to our current recommendations, is that possible at this stage?
I'll just take further points of clarification. Councillor Hunt,
Following on from Councillor Gillingham's question, mm-hmm. actually, about, and the response we got from the CEO, mm-hmm. about councillors are reappointed or nominated for positions on the committee there. Does that then mean that effectively the committee dissolves all community member and council members, and we have to go through the calling for nominations again, which is, I think that's the question you were asking, isn't it? Is it so that it dissolves and all positions are then vacant, and we have to go through exactly what we've been going through now?
Madam Mayor, I think historically what has happened is existing members have been written to and asked if they're of their interest in continuing to participate in a committee. And if they are willing to, then that is brought back for council to confirm with the appointment of elected members to the same committee and any changes to the terms of reference. And if council so desires to change the structure or the terms of reference of the committee, that may involve then re-advertising. Council can elect to say, thanks very much, we'd like to have a new committee, or we now want to increase or decrease our community membership or our elected member membership. Council has that ability to do that.
Thank you.
Any further points of clarification?
So if only one more for me, Madam Mayor. Sure. That is, this was written up at the request of elected members last week, to, given that this is now the third time I think this matter has been considered by council, to try to get some certainty around how at least the existing vacancy on the committee is filled, mm-hmm. which should be the alternate recommendation one, and then for consideration of additional members, the recommendation is member, for alternate recommendation number two.
So, Madam Mayor, I'm happy to move the alternative recommendation one to commence with.
Okay, so alternative recommendation one is moved by Councillor Jacobs, seconded by Councillor De Cash. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 8-0.
I'm happy to move.
I move 0.2, Madam Mayor.
Okay. So, Councillor De Cash, you're moving recommendation two, the mm-hmm. alternative recommendation. So, I have a mover in Councillor De Cash, a seconder in Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Okay, so again, speaker four, then speaker against. Councillor De Cash.
I've just written that on point two of recommendation two, that Mr. Jason Green will be a great addition to the Port Hedland Committee, Airport Committee, and his experience and knowledge of you know, in the role he plays as a hotelier or manager of a hotelier, he's got experience. I think it'll be a great addition.
Second speaker, Paul.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I guess with regards to the same, I endorse Councillor De Cash's comments around Mr. Green's experience that he would bring to the committee in his capacity as manager of the Ibis Hotel in Port Hedland. He has a lot to do and a good understanding of tourism. He has good understanding of management of a hospitality environment where there's a lot of dealing with customers, and in essence the airport is a infrastructure that is largely customer service based. It has it tends to clients, both those travellers that travel to and from the port of Port Hedland, and also all of its tenants and its and the people that lease areas there. So I endorse Councillor De Cash's comments. But on top of that, I refer back to the criteria that actually identified Mr. Green as the second member to be appointed in any extension to the committee as recommended. There were six applicants. Mr. Green, Mr. Polenko scored highest as the most desirable applicant. Mr. Green scored second. So if there was a consideration of second highest, so if there was a consideration of an extra committee member to be added to the airport committee, by due process and due diligence, Mr. Green has scored second highest. So therefore, I believe should be considered as the most logical choice to be appointed to any increase in the airport committee number.
Speaker against? Councillor Gillingham.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and all councillors. I'd like to say that I'm not against Mr. Jason Green becoming a member. I think he will be an added member. I would just like to ask that our mover and seconder include Mr. Arnold Carter to appoint him also on the committee. And as I do feel that the knowledge that Mr. Carter has to offer, even if it's only for a one-year period, to help guide both our two new members into our airport of the future. So I would like to ask if our mover and seconder would include.
So Councillor Jacob as mover and Councillor DeCash as seconder. Councillor DeCash as mover and Councillor Jacob as seconder. Mover, do you accept an amendment to your motion?
No, Madam Mayor.
No, Madam Mayor.
Okay. So any more speaking for Councillor Gillingham? Right. Speaker four first, because I'll try and interchange.
Okay, yep.
Speaker against?
Just because I've done my course. In my view, the most qualified person hasn't been selected. This makes me concerned that the community will not have confidence in our process, but in the future decisions to the process to be made, used, and the makeup of the selection panel should be agreed by council before the start of the process.
Okay, speaker four. Any further speakers for or against? Right of reply, Councillor DeCash.
Just quickly, Madam Mayor, as stated by the CEO, this is the third time this issue has come up. It's about time that we as councillors bit the bullet, and the airport's one of the most best infrastructure that the town has. It needs to have a committee that are going to make sure that it remains the best, provides what needs to be done to the airport. To again have this debacle about a certain person to be on it and not getting a resolution again, it really worries me that we will look like a disjointed council. So I think, like I said, that these two members, and again Mr. Green, will be a great addition. There's no argument about his appointment. To now say that we need somebody else to be in it, it's going to cause great harm to the town and to the airport committee. Also, I'll just leave it there, Madam Mayor. So I'll just say to councillors, please vote with your heart and your head, and let's do the right decision.
All right, so I have a mover for the alternative recommendation 2 in Councillor DeCash, seconded Councillor Jacob. I'll now put it to a vote. Those in favour of that recommendation, a show of hands, please. Those against that recommendation, a show of hands, please. Let the vote record 6-2.
Have the votes recorded.
And Councillor Gillingham has requested the vote recorded. So those four were Mayor Howlett, Councillor...
6-2.
So 6-2 is recorded. Did you want the actual people voting or not? Just the
isn't
vote?
That the process, Madam
yes,
Mayor?
That's what I thought I was trying to do.
Sorry, you said 4, not 6.
Those four, Mayor Howlett, Councillor Jacob.
Oh, 4.
I think we need some speakers so everyone can hear.
I understood you, mate.
Yeah. Mayor Howlett, Councillor Jacob, Councillor DeCash, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Hunt, Councillor Melville, those against, Councillor Gillingham, Councillor Butson. Thank you.
So the motion is one, Madam Mayor?
It was carried by an absolute majority, 6-2. All right. I'm going to say any more before I mess it up. All right. Now we're on page 106, item 11.4.9, adoption of policy 1-017, order of business at council committee meetings. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Moved Councillor Cash, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Item 11.4.10 on page 111, a request to lease Sim Derby Fleet Services Proprietary Limited, trading as Core Fleet.
Just need to take out the second motion in part one, please. Portion of the portion.
Lots of portions. All right. So, do I have any points of clarification?
None, so moved.
Moved Councillor Cash, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay, page 116, item 11.4.11, amendment to lease Esplanade Port Hedland Hotel Proprietary Limited, with the officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Minister.
Moved Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Item 11.4.12, corporate business plan 2014-2018. We have an officer's recommendation there. Absolute majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification? Moved Councillor Hooper, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion. Motion carried 8-0. Right, well done, well done. Item 11.4.13, rescinding of town policies 1-001 and 2-008 and amending policies 2-005 and 9-004. Have an officer's recommendation there. Simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points.
Moved Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. We're now on page 142, item 11.4.14, asset management plan. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, Madam Mayor.
Moved Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Okay. Item 11.5, Office of the CEO, there is nil. Okay, item 12, late items as permitted by presiding member council. Councillors, there are three late items. 12.1, allocation of GP housing, expression of interest stage 2. 12.2, Port Hedland International Airport, International Services Improvement Program, Interim Staging Program. And 12.3, whilst not listed, is operating hours, Town of Port Hedland Leisure Facilities. Can I have a mover and seconder to consider those late items? Moved Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Okay, so those items are, three of them are being considered. Start with item 12.1, allocation of GP housing, expression of interest, stage 2. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification?
No points, so moved.
Moved Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Gillingham. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Item 12.2, Port Hedland International Airport, International Services Improvement Program, Interim Staging. I have an officer's recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? Simple majority vote required.
No.
Moved Councillor Gillingham, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. And then finally, 12.3, operating hours, Town of Port Hedland Leisure Facilities. So we have a recommendation there. We have a green recommendation there. Do I have any points of clarification? The green recommendation. Those points. Okay, I have a mover in Councillor Hunt, a seconder in Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. Item 13, reports of committees, there are nil. Item 14, motions of which previous notice have been given, there are nil. Members of the public, I have two confidential items to consider. Item 15.1, organisational structure, and item 15.2, Chief Executive Officer Performance Review. Can I please have a mover and seconder to go in confidence to consider those? Move Councillor Hunt, seconded Councillor Hooper. Do I have any against? Motion carried to go in confidence, 8-0. Mover and seconder to go out of confidence. Move Councillor Jacob, seconded Councillor Hunt. Do I have any against? Motion carried, 8-0.
You took a break.
Did
wonderful.
Let's just
leave them out there.
Just like we keep these two here for the rest of the day. From now on, it goes so quickly.
So we have moved out of confidence. So if we could have the doors open, everyone resume their normal areas. Don't become too comfortable. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Council considered two items in confidence. Item 15.1, confidential organisational structure, or it was just organisational structure, and the following recommendation was passed. That Council 1, received the report of the CEO on the Town of Port Hedland staff organisational structure, and 2, endorsed the proposed structure to be implemented effective 1st of December 2014. That was passed 6-2. The second item was item 15.2, Chief Executive Officer Annual Appraisal. Council resolved that 1, adopt the 2014 Annual Performance Appraisal Report. 2, endorse the overall rating that the Chief Executive Officer is performing at a satisfactory level or above in all areas as indicated by the 360-degree survey and subsequent discussions with elected members for the review period 1st of February 2014 to the 30th of September 2014. And part 3, agrees for the revised key performance criteria and indicators for the September 2015 appraisal to be presented to the December 2014 Council meeting for endorsement. That was passed 8-0. Well done, CEO. Well done, well done.
You can't do it. Obviously, all those things happen on the organisation, on the CEO.
Well done, well done. All right. Item 16, applications for leave of absence. Councillor Jacob.
Yes, Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I will be away from the 19th of December through to the 17th of January, and we'll be enjoying a skiing holiday in Japan.
Lovely, lovely. Councillor Nakash.
Yes, Madam Mayor, from the 8th of December till the 12th.
Of December.
Yep.
Right. Councillor Gillingham.
I'm doing a course on the 11th, so I'm away from the 10th to the 14th of December.
Great. Councillor Hooper. Councillor Hunt? No.
Yes.
Sorry,
you're
joking.
Not going. I have to duck up to Dale.
That's right.
So, 2nd to the 9th of December.
Yes. 2nd to the 9th of December. Thank you. Councillor Button? Councillor Melville?
Nothing, thank you, Madam Mayor.
I'd just like to table the 8th of December to the 12th of December doing my JP course. So can I have a mover and seconder for those? Move Councillor Melville, seconded Councillor Jacob. Do I have any against? Motion carried 8-0. As mentioned before, we bid farewell to two staff members today, our Director of Corporate Services, Claire Phelan, and our Publicity Officer, Norm Halleck. echoing the sentiments that have been expressed already by elected members and by the CEO. They've done fantastic contributions and left us a tremendous legacy. So thank you to both those staff members.
Yep.
It is now item 17, closure. 17.1, the date of the next meeting, the next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday the 17th of December. So it is brought forward a week because it's Christmas. So it's Wednesday the 17th of December, commencing at 5:30 p.m. The agenda briefing, though, will still be held on Wednesday the 10th of December, commencing at 3:30 p.m. That will be chaired by someone who isn't on leave. So that's all good. Well done, Deputy Mayor. And 17.2, closure. I'll declare the meeting closed now at 7:05.